And I was going to say also that this is March 1st, so when you have storms like this on March 1st, it's March is coming in like a lion. And I'm sure Big Fatty is going to say the same thing on his show, because he always talks about March coming in like a lamb or a lion. I'm sure when I listen to his show tomorrow, he will say the same thing, because he got some snow down there in the South Cackalackies this weekend as well. So I know he's in the snow too. Plus, I need to keep talking about Big Fatty more often, because we love the Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Plus, I need to keep talking about Big Fatty more often.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 287 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 11th of March, 2009, even though you're not going to hear it until after we get back, because, you know, it's all been ruined by the homosexuals with their iPhones and their computers, and they've taken up all the bandwidth, and so it's ruined. But Jason Francisco, a snack attendant, is here today. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. It is the Fat One, and we are here. We are doing a veranda cast today, and you'll probably hear Granny nattering on over there. So there'll be lots of noise and extra talking going on today. Joining me today is Miss Kitty. Say hi, Miss Kitty.
Hi, Miss Kitty.
And Granny and Miss Porter are in the... Oh, Lord, they're over there talking something about like something. That. I don't know. Y'all, it'll be the most annoying podcast yet, because we're on the veranda. We're having a cocktail. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? And Granny won't shut her fucking mouth, but that's all right.
You shut up.
You're trying to do a podcast.
Well, that's you going inside.
Granny says, I'm not going to talk on that thing, and she hasn't shut her fucking mouth since.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to our neighbor.
Okay, well, y'all, we have children on both sides of us. Granny and Miss Porter have the young couple that has been together, what, 10 years? Is that right?
10 years?
Yes.
Yes, that's a yes.
Yes.
And we found out that they like to play around. And also, on Miss Kitty and my side, we have the children-lings, and they are Bobby and...
Frank.
Not Frank.
Tommy.
No, then it's not Bobby. It's Tommy and...
Rob.
Tommy and Rob. And
Rob and Laura.
And Rob and Laura. And so, anyway, you'll probably hear a lot of wind today, and some of it will be coming out of my colon. And anyway, today we were in Labadee, and Miss Porter and Granny and I went ashore here in the Labadee, and we did the zip line. And y'all, I have recorded... the video on the video camera that the Bacon Lover sent to me, and once I get back and figure out how to fucking post it, I'll post it for you, because it's not bad, is it, Miss Kitty? Miss Kitty got to see it.
It was scary.
Y'all, just wait until you see the impact from all that weight coming down the line. Boom! I mean, it looked like the world had turned upside down. Excuse me, I'm having a cocktail. Plus, we're going to a special cocktail party tonight, aren't we, Miss Kitty?
That would be the alumni VIP party.
It's not just alumni, it's the VIP alumni, because Miss Porter and Granny aren't allowed.
No.
Can y'all hear Granny over there? She's just a cackling.
We're still alumni.
Not
y'all,
VIP.
You just ain't the VIP.
Y'all, by the way, Granny's got the shits again.
No, and, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No.
I haven't.
Oh.
Miss Kitty gave her the Imodiums.
Yes, Miss Kitty gave me.
And if that doesn't work, we're going to get him a cork.
That'd be called a butt plug.
A butt plug. y'all, I'm sorry that you're hearing this after the fact, but it's just not been successful in trying to upload the podcast, because seriously, all these queens on board have their iPhones and they have their own computers, and they're eating up the bandwidth. Y'all, I tried to upload during the Mardi Gras party last night. It was the worst yet. So I don't know. There must have been some of them in their staterooms, even though it looked like everybody on the boat was up on the deck. But some of them in the staterooms must have been doing a celebrity solstice manhunt, because, you know, there was no bandwidth. And So you'll get all these once I get back, but you know that because you're listening to this. So, but anyway, we went ashore this morning. Miss Kitty did not go ashore because she has the back problems. Isn't that right? He's nodding again. He knows that he's
sorry,
not...
Sorry, sorry.
He's not supposed to nod. Oh, we've left the door open. And we're having our afternoon cocktails and savories. That's Granny. She always makes that little noise when it's time for a cocktail. Miss Porter's sitting over there rolling her eyes going, oh, dear God. So, anyway, and the childrenlings, God only know what they're doing. They're writing in their journals. I'm sure they're going, oh, these old people, they're doing podcasts. And I hear giggling down there, you know. So, anyway, we did the zip line today, and we had to get fitted in this harness. And y'all, it kind of got real tight up around your stuff. And, you know, Big Fatty's stuff is on the large side. I'm playing with him right now, by the way. And the captain can see me doing that. Even though I'm sitting on the veranda in my robe and my special slippers. And I hope the wind isn't going to be too much. It's very hard for me to see what this looks like. But anyway, if it's too much, then I know that you'll not give a shit and not listen anyway. But y'all, I figured I'd do a veranda cast since I had a veranda. And by the way, y'all, did you see the pictures of my veranda furniture? It's lovely. It doesn't have to be repainted or anything, unlike that sea hag who demanded that her veranda furniture be repainted because it was made of wood. Well, whoop-de-fucking-do. Anyway, we went ashore today in Labadee. Right. You know, I will come over there and I will kick your ass, you nasty old queen. Okay? She is over there making remarks, and I will go over there, and my listeners will come get you, Granny. They love me. They do.
Scalawag.
That was a Miss Porter. I'm sure you heard that. Yeah, I can see that you heard that because I see the jump in the sound. But anyway, we did the zip line, and we had a little nip a nap in the hammock. And it was really quite nice. I think I snored a little bit. And I know I drooled a little bit because my
And he was farting disgustingly.
I was not farting.
Yes.
Oh.
That wasn't me, that was the other one.
What did he say?
I should give it away to the pepper.
I can't, I didn't, I've got earphones in, so I can't hear what he's saying.
Our child,
no, I don't.
Talking about you being nasty.
No.
Farting.
Oh, y'all are just nasty. Anyway, but after the zip line, we did a little lunch. We had a little grilled burger and some barbecue ribs. And Granny, of course, you know, she's elderly, so she dropped her food on the floor. So, but, you know, we're used to that. We're used to that. And and we are now on our way to Casa de Campo in the Dominican Republic. It's a third world country, so we're either going to get off and look very rich, or we'll just stay away so that we don't get killed. And
we're going to.
Where are you going?
Have a cigarette.
They're going to have a cigarette. Oh, Kitty has changed clothes.
Oh no.
So. Oh, that was Granny, by the way. She's going to the acupuncturist to have some digestive maladies corrected with needles or something like that. I don't know. And then tonight on the ship, we've got some sort of circus act or something. We went, Miss Kitty and I went to the comedy showcase last night, and the first girl that performed, she's an old boss of mine used to say, she is a stout woman. She is a stout woman. But y'all, she was funny. She was very funny. And so we're going to go see her. But tonight they're having some sort of Cirque du Solstice Soleil thing. Oh, wait a minute. And anyway, for we got up and had a little breakfast on Tuesday morning, and we saw our good friend Jason Francisco, who was here earlier, and y'all, he's run out again on us. And yesterday, he was supposed to be on the show. Yesterday, he was here, and he had to run out on us because, you know, he is our snack attendant. And, you know, and y'all, I think he does more than just snack attendant.
Bye,
I think,
Granny. We'll be back.
Bye. Okay, they're leaving, so maybe it'll get quieter now. Certainly won't be as old out here. But anyway, and we had a wonderful assistant waiter last night in the dining room. I don't remember his name.
Elliot.
Elliot had a shaved head. And y'all, if you come onto a cruise ship, as you go into the dining room, all the waiters and assistant waiters and busmen and all of that, they're all lined up there, and they all, good evening, good evening, good evening. I mean, there must have been 75 of them lined up as we were coming in last night. So, of course, I had to say good evening to each one of them. Good evening, 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 good evening. Something like that. I won't go on any further because you get the point. So, anyway. Now, y'all, I have been getting some e-letters and some voice letters since I have been on the cruise, and I am able to download those. So please keep them coming, and I'll try to respond to you. Even though I will not.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hey, Big Fatty. This is Ramble. Just wanted to leave you a quick message to let you know that I'm all caught up on your program and just in time for you to get ready to go on a cruise. But I know you'll be putting out more podcasts soon. And I just want to say I like it. A whole bunches, and I just want to correct you on the certain thing you said about your cruise and Kimberly Locke. She was not on the American Idols last year. She was on many years ago when Clay Aiken, the gay Aiken, was on when Ruben Studord or whatever his name was won. So you made a boo-boo on that one, honey. But I really hope that you have a most wonderful trip, and I hope you get plenty of, you know, penises. Anyway, I wish you all the best, and hope you have a safe one, and don't crash. Okay, bye.
Y'all, that's Tom the Ramble Redhead, and Tom, thank you for correcting me on Kimberly Locke. She was on season 2 of the American Idols, along with, and it was the Gaken, not the Clay Aiken, it's the Gaken, and Ruben stuttered, not stuttering like you were just doing. So, are you... Wait a minute. Kitty is having some sort of testicle problems. Is there a problem there, Kitty?
It'll be all right in a minute.
What's the problem with that? Is it inflamed?
I squashed it.
Oh, he sat on it, y'all. When you get to be old, your testicles just hang down low and you sit on them. So, but anyway, y'all, if you're not caught up on the shows by the time you hear this, it's your own damn fault because you ain't getting any this week. So, but you'll eventually be far behind. So, anyway, but Tom, thank you for calling, and our next call is from the one and only, oh, by the way, you can get to Tom's podcast by going on.
Hello, Fat One, it is Tim giving you a call to first wish you good sailings on your... This is not Golden Shower Princess. What's the new name for it? Ruined Princess. There we go. Have fun and many horror events on the boat. And secondly, my purpose of my call today is, since English John is dead, may he rest in peace, we haven't heard anything about give to his favorite charity in lieu of flowers and cards. So does he have a favorite charity, or is it just no one really cares? Just want to find out which one it is in case I need to give some money or just forget about it. So. Let me know, and let the rest of us know, because I'm sure we're all waiting for that. And have a wonderful cruise, and we'll miss you when you're gone. although certain people out there may not even know what you're on. So. But anyway, have a good one. Bye.
Y'all, that's Trimley Single Tim. And y'all, he sounded a lot like Larry the Lurker that called last week. So anyway, I don't know. Maybe there's maybe he's got a twin or something like that. But Tim, you brought up a good point. Now that we have officially pronounced English John dead, we probably should have some sort of a way of giving in his remembrance. And y'all, I really can't think of any better way than oh Jesus Christ, Miss Porter and Granny have returned. But I can't think of any better way to remember English John. Maybe give to the American Dental Association. And because, you know, the British, they always have those bad teeth. All right, y'all, our next call is from the one and only Gavin. You know, Gavin is delicious. He lives up there in the Philadelphia, and he goes to the bike stop up there and has those lovely piercings. And, you know, I want to touch him inappropriately. And he is calling with a very special guest on the line with him.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Gavin and...
Princess Anna.
We're having such a great time. Just wanted to call and let you know. So
we're having way too many jello shots and way too much beer, and I'm looking at a bottle of Tanqueray.
And we're both masturbating on that bottle of Tanqueray. Because we love you, Big Fatty. We love
you, Big Fatty.
We love you, Plush Bears. One Plush Bears.
Y'all, masturbating on a bottle of Tanqueray doesn't mean a whole lot to me. I don't get that. However, you could give me the bottle of Tanqueray and masturbate on me, so, you know, that would be okay. Or masturbate me. Miss Kitty just came out in the middle of that, and he's got, what are you talking about, masturbating on a bottle of Tanqueray? Gavin and Princess Hannah were at the bike stop up in Philadelphia, and they were looking at a bottle of Tanqueray, and they thought of me, and they wanted to masturbate on it. And I thought, well, that doesn't do me any good. So, anyway, like I say, masturbate on me and give me the bottle of Tanqueray. And y'all, did I mention we're enjoying a Tanqueray? Oh, the ice has melted. A Tanqueray on the veranda. You could probably tell because it's windy. Everyone knows it's windy. All right, y'all. Our final voice letter today is from Down Under, and I don't mean Down Under in a sexual way, but Down Under as in from the Southern Hemisphere. It is from the one and only Scotty.
Big Fatty. It's Scotty here from Australia. I'm back from Indonesia. Have a stomach thing. Feeling poopy. And I'm about to look in the letterbox, and I'm sure there's going to be a t-shirt here to cheer me up. Ba-bow. Empty. No mail. 2 weeks away. And there is nothing from America. And I'm sure you sent it like a month ago. Anyway, going inside now to do a poo. Bye.
Oh, dear Gussie, Scotty, you sound like you've got the same disease that Granny's has got. And Granny's got you. You're all poopy and just letting it flow, so to speak. By the way, you know, if you wanted to eat Granny's ass today, you'd have to do it with a straw. Y'all, he is just, he's nasty, y'all. He is just nasty. Y'all, I had an e-letter from the Teresas in the Seattles, and she was in a panic because she was trying to find the episode that had Jeremiah's story about the woman on the rascal on it, and she finally found it. It was the Makura Cromrest episode. And y'all, while I'm gone, listen to something boring, like...
Plus, I need to keep talking about Big Fatty more often.
Yeah, Archie'll do. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.